Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called SARMs versus Peptides. Before we get started, this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Trying to build muscle but feeling overwhelmed by conflicting supplement advice? Today we're cutting through the confusion about two popular options that could make or break your gains. Let's dive into SARMs first, selective androgen receptor modulators. These synthetic compounds work by targeting specific androgen receptors in muscle and bone tissue. Unlike traditional supplements, SARMs are designed to be selective in their action, which is why they've gotten so much attention. Currently, they exist in a legal gray area. You can find them for research purposes, but they're not approved for human consumption. Now let's talk peptides. These are chains of amino acids that can be either natural or synthetic. Many peptides work by stimulating growth hormone release or mimicking its effects. The research backing on peptides is actually pretty extensive, especially in anti-aging and recovery applications. The safety profile tends to be better than SARMs, likely because many peptides occur naturally in the body. When we compare them head-to-head, there are some big differences. SARMs typically cost less upfront, but might require more ancillary supplements. Peptides can get pricey, but often come with fewer side effects. Results-wise, SARMs users often report faster strength gains, while peptide users tend to notice better recovery and gradual improvements. Speaking of real-world results, let me tell you about my client Mike. This dude tried both, 8 weeks on SARMs, followed by 8 weeks on peptides after a proper break. His SARMs cycle gave him crazy strength gains, but he dealt with some mood swings and sleep issues. On peptides, the progress was slower, but steadier, and he felt better overall. Looking back, he said he wished he'd started with peptides and gotten more blood work done. Here's the bottom line, folks. Before considering either option, get comprehensive blood work done and consult a healthcare provider. Start with the lowest effective dose of whichever you choose, and always prioritize safety over speed. The fastest gains mean nothing if you wreck your health getting there. Remember, everyone responds differently to these compounds. What works for one person might be completely wrong for another. That's why proper medical supervision and regular monitoring are absolutely crucial. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.